You mentioned Iraq, Clarence. Did you travel to Iraq or anywhere else in particular?
I didn't travel to Iraq. Without blowing my trumpet, I travelled quite frequently in Europe and Scandinavia, and then I was asked to go to Australia for 6 months, which I took. And I was the first man from Field Inns not to go to Australia, but to go around the world. I was sent out to Chicago, and from Chicago, I was met by our Canadian rep, Davis, his name was, and we went to two or three companies along the lakes, and I spent a Good Friday with him, and Easter Saturday, he had a cottage on a Thousand Islands. I then, on the Sunday, I went up to Montreal, got a flight down to Mexico City. I could go ordinary, because we had to fly ordinary economy class in those days. I could go economy class from Montreal to Toronto, but from Toronto to Mexico City, it was full, and I could only go first class, which I did, because I had money to enable me to go forward. The only other person in the first class compartment was put on in there 10 minutes before the plane took off. He was being deported. The Canadian police came on, pushed him down, sat him on the seat, plugged him in, and then as the plane took off, they got off. And he had the same service as I did down to Mexico City. From a week in Mexico, I then flew to Australia via Tahiti and Fiji, and had 6 months in Australia, travelling all over Australia, and then flying back to Thailand for a week. And when I got back to Thailand, I met not an apprentice, but a fellow, a young lad, a Thai. He was related to the Thai royal family. He was Body Tata. They used to call him Tommy. They were sent down by an institution in London for engineering work training. And he was with me in the Dawn office for at least 6 months before he went away. And I met him again on that trip. But the first man from Fieldings to go to Australia was Jock McKenzie. And Jock McKenzie went out in 1939 and was out there during the war. And he worked with our licensees at that time, Gooden & Sons.